All good. Yeah, it's definitely been really long and busy, but you know, my actions, you know, put myself in this position. So, I just have to learn from it and move on and you know, it's just hard.
What's the lesson, or what do you have to learn from this?
For sure, I think the biggest thing is, you know, I guess JGR, we're all one big family, and for me to kind of break that apart. For my selfish actions, it really hurts me because I grew up there, and it's not cool. And these guys work so hard, you know, the whole year, and it's just hard. It's a lot.
Have you spoken with Brandon yet? Have you guys had a chance?
Yep.
How did that go?
Yeah, for sure. I feel like, you know, I've you know, got to speak to him, and I feel like, you know, our conversations are private. I don't want to, you know, interrupt anybody else's privacy, but. You know, our conversations are private, but, you know, I definitely got to talk to him, and I can completely understand, you know, what he's coming from, and you know, I accept it, and I'm the one that, you know, did that and put us in that position.
How nerve-wracking is it to have that type of conversation? You know, obviously everybody goes through things like that.
For sure.
Disagreements with people, and it's not comfortable. I mean, what was it like going through that?
Yeah, I think it's you know, something that, you know, I wanted to do because I made that mistake, and you know, I got to say the right things because, you know, I need to do that, and it's definitely hard. It's for sure hard to do that, but, you know, I have to face the fact that I made a mistake, and, you know, I have to do the hardest and the most work as hard as I can to fix these, you know, these issues.
How is that in turning towards now you have to compete for a championship this
year? Yeah, it's a lot, you know, it's definitely a lot, but, you know, like I said before, I put myself in this position, and you know, I'm the one that did this to myself. We didn't have to be here, or I was going to be here, but I didn't have to, you know, make this such a hard week, and it really hurts me because, you know, it's my family's team, and we're all one big family, like I said, and to hurt, you know, their feelings really affects me.
It was more of a case of focusing on you, just focusing on the win and maybe not looking at bigger picture stuff?
It's definitely really hard. You know, going back, if I could redo it multiple times, I would. I've thought, I guess, this scenario over millions of times, you know, and it's hard for me because I have to live with it now, and it is really hard, you know, but we could have had two JGR cars, I guess, in the championship four, and I took that out. I took 50% of Toyota's championship and ours, you know, JGR's championship away for my selfish actions. So I have to move forward and do the best I can to work and to fix these things.
Did you know the situation at the time? In that moment, did you know the situation?
Yeah, I did. I definitely understood what was going on. I didn't know exactly what points, you know, were in play, but I knew he had the win. And it's hard, you know, going back and looking at it just because I did something wrong and dwelling on it really hurts and affects, you know, me and my team, and it's just a hard situation.
When did this all sink in, you know, after the weekend got through, did it start to...
For sure, I guess, you know, after, right after the race, probably the best way to say it, right after my adrenaline calmed down and for me to watch the broadcast back and kind of see, you know, the highlights and stuff, that's where it starts to affect in. And then, you know, seeing people not happy with me, and it does affect me because, you know, I'm the one that did that, and I didn't have to. And that was, you know, selfish of me, and it just, it's a lot. It's a lot.
And people will look at you, you know, you heard that the fans chanting, "Thank you, Grandpa." They're going to look at you as a kind of a rich kid who doesn't care about anybody else. Is that true or is that not true?
No, I truly do care about everybody else, and my actions put myself in a position. And if I didn't do that, you know, I wouldn't have to be talking about this now. But I had to fix my actions and work as hard as I can forward. I work, you know, all the time on racing. I spend so much working on racing, and I work a lot and really hard at, you know, and it's these things that, you know, I have to work at and get better at.
Do you regret the Jesus comment?
I totally do, and I think that I wasn't trying to say it like that. It came out the wrong way, of course, and you know, moving forward, I just have to do the best I can to be more aware of my situation and what's going on.
How do you spend the rest of the week to be able to get prepared to come in here, whether it's clearing your head or whatever? How do you then turn to Phoenix and racing for your first major championship?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I put myself in this position, so I know I have to deal with it, and, you know, I own up to all of it. And like you said, going back to how do I change my, I guess, mindset from, you know, this to racing, there's a lot. You know, I feel a good amount of time out here to spend to, you know, make sure I'm looking at all the data I need to look at in the film and watch all the things I need to look at to get better for this weekend. I think this is my seventh race here, so I really enjoy Phoenix too at the same time. So it's one of those tracks that, you know, I really enjoy racing at, so I'm excited for it too. So you just have to transition your mindset to that.
How do you do that, though? I mean, you've had a week and all this fallout and everything, and at the same time, you've got to prepare for championships. What's the balance there, and how do you make sure that you're ready for
For sure. I guess the biggest thing is just, you know, mindset and changing the way you think and the racing terms, you know, going and focus on racing. I guess for me, I love racing so much that it kind of, I can transition that pretty easy to my racing side just because I love it. And I feel like that's a good trait I have. But, you know, sometimes I make my mistakes and I have to own up to it and work as hard as I can to fix that. As hard as I do, you know, working as hard as I do with that, then I do racing and watching film and studying data.
There's been some talk that maybe Brandon could do something in the race to impede you, you know, some way, somehow. Has that been addressed at all? Is there any concern in your person?
It's not been addressed, but, you know, that's the course of action that he wants to take. And, you know, I can't control that. I can only do the best I can and do the best I can in the present now and work as hard as I can to change, you know, things and situations and be more aware in the future.
If you knew he had to win to get in, then why'd you do it?
Like I said, it comes down to just caught in the moment and you know, selfish actions led to that. For me, this week, I feel like I've learned a whole new perspective as a team and, you know, being, I guess, somewhat my, you know, on looking at as an ownership side, you know, it was completely ridiculous and, you know, unacceptable. I did it. I could have two JGR cars in championship and now we only have one because of my actions. And we have 500 or 600 employees at our race shop. I can't know the exact number, but, you know, it affects every one of them. And you know, it hurts me too, because, you know, to have all that. And I grew up there spending so much time in those race shops. I feel like most of the people there personally, and to see them affected by it really hurts me.
Does it make this week any harder with you versus three JRM guys when you look at the championship field?
It definitely is from, you know, like I said, from an ownership side, it definitely is, you know, makes it hard to look at as a team's perspective, not ownership side, sorry. It definitely is, because it takes our 50% chance away to 25%, you know. But the best thing I can do now is to go out there and win it and you know, do the best I can for the future and you know, not to make these decisions and put myself in those positions.
Joe said there would be consequences for you. Do you know yet what those are?
I do not, and you know, I wasn't a part of, you know, those conversations, but I accept, you know, the actions and you know, I accept what I did and what, you know, was there to come.
What are they, do they ground you? Like,
yeah,
I don't, you're not Tony Stewart.
Yeah, right? I don't know. I don't know, but I put myself in that position and we wouldn't be talking about this right now if it wasn't for me. Yeah.
Do you think it'll impact your chances of getting a cup ride next year?
I don't know what the future holds and I don't really know, but what I did was unacceptable. I think I lost respect from a bunch of people, and you know, the only thing I do now is earn it back and to learn from it.
Todd, do you feel has it been more difficult or less difficult the fact that your dad and your grandfather are both involved in the team while you're going through this experience?
For sure, it definitely makes it difficult, I feel like, and it definitely makes it difficult because, you know, it's like I said, I grew up with all these guys, and it's, you know, it's like my family's team, and for me to, you know, to hurt, you know, the family aspect of, you know, the whole team, we're one big family, and for me to hurt that, it hurts me, and it's hard because, you know, I feel like I have a lot of respect from those people, and now I probably don't have as much, and I have to earn it back.
Is there any, hypothetically, if you're moving a cup next year, right, and you've got teammates, is there any concern, or how do you alleviate any concerns they may have about, hey, this kid's going to come in, and he did this to his teammate in the Xfinity Series, he may do this to me at the cup level?
Yeah, for sure, and, you know, I think I made sure to apologize to him and our drivers meeting when, you know, I'm with the 23 currently, and making sure, you know, for all my teammates, you know, higher and lower, you know, from ARCA to cup, I think it's the biggest thing is just to make sure, you know, I earn my teammate respect back and turn respect back at the NASCAR community.
How do you feel like you earned back that respect?
By, you know, being in these situations again and not doing the stuff, you know, I've done and to learn from it and to be more socially aware of my situations and surroundings.
Has there been a driver maybe?
That has.
Or veteran, anyone that's even talked to you and said, Let me tell you about it.
I definitely have had great talks, and you know, not even drivers, from you know, people I feel like from our team and outside of racing, I've had great talks with everybody, you know, learning talks, which I've took a lot of things away. So I've listened to what everybody's had to say, and I understand what, you know, they all have to say, and good and bad, and I take it and learn from it.
Will this impact how you race Saturday in the sense of, you know, a lot of people would say running for a championship, that move might be a little bit more acceptable, maybe not. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you know,
I understand.
Like a dirty move would be okay to win a championship, but now do you feel like you can't do maybe races, I guess for lack of a better term, races dirty as maybe a title contender needs to race?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is, I mean, if I lead every lap and stay out front, I don't have to race dirty, so that's the biggest thing. And if it comes down to it, I just have to be more aware. Like I said, what I did last week was unacceptable, and you know, I just have to earn the respect back, and you know, if it's by racing clean and winning a championship, then that is by it, or leaving more room on the racetrack.
How hard is that for you, though, if, like, you know, you could make that aggressive move, if we want to call it that, but are you being overly sensitive to not do something like that because of what happened?
Yeah, I think it's definitely a hard, you know, great question. It's definitely, I feel like, a hard, you know, way and position to be in, but I think it's definitely.
Hey, guys. I'm over here to interrupt these interviews for, you know, special broadcast.
What's up?
You want to interrupt this one?
Well, I am. Are you walking on water?
I made some mistakes for sure, and I'm working forward to getting, you know, out of this whole situation I put myself in.
Well, I mean, I enjoyed it, so, you know.
Thank you.
Always a supporter.
Thank you, man.
See you guys.
Have a good one.
Have fun.
Yeah. Good luck.
Thanks. You too.
Thank
good
you.
Luck.
Thank
I'm
you.
Pulling for you.
Thank you. That means a lot. Can you ask your?
If you're walking on water.
Can you ask me your question again? Sorry.
I hope I can remember exactly how you.
Yeah, I forgot.
How hard is it for you to balance between if you need, you might normally be need to be a little aggressive on that last lap towards all you have in your head now about now I've got to be careful how I do
yeah.
this. I mean, how do you balance the two things this week when you're going for a championship?
You know, the best thing to do is, I feel like, I'm is to race, you know, with respect, like I said, leave a little room, and I guess if it comes down, you know, just make sure I, you know, outrace them and outsmart them, and maybe, you know, I take the different line and the PJ one, and you know, I pass them and don't have to do that. You know, so it comes down, it's definitely a great question to ask, but you know, I just don't want to be known as a dirty racer. I want to be known as a, you know, a class racer, and you know, somebody that's going to race hard but not going to be dirty. And you know, I've been dirty and made my mistakes, but the only thing I can do now is work forward to, you know, changing that perspective.
Do you think you've been dirty? Like, do you actually think that?
I'm in scenarios.
Aggressive
and I guess, you know, and I've made definitely some mistakes and you know, from wrecking Ryan Sieg and doing stuff like that. I think definitely those things are dirty and unacceptable and not right. So the best thing I can do now, like I said, is just work my way, you know, fixing that.
Did you have a one-on-one conversation with Brandon, or was it in a team meeting?
Like I said, all our conversations are private, and you know,
okay.
But I had great talks with him.
And, sorry, did you talk to any of your cup, like Denny or anybody on the cup side, then drivers were saying, hey, clear the air or get some advice from them or anything?
Yeah, I've got great, like I said, I've got great advice, and you know, I don't want to, you know, be telling everybody, you know, what conversations
sure.
I've had with them and stuff like that. I just want to make sure that's private, and I respect their, you know, what they say. So, like I said, I've heard a lot, and I've got to learn a lot, good and bad, and you know, it's part of what I'm doing and what situation I put myself in.
Race fans have been critical and said, well, he said he's been sorry before,
mm-hmm.
and it still continues to happen. So how do you change the mindset of the race fans? Like, hey, I really learned my lesson this time, and I'm going to be a different driver moving forward.
Yeah, I think, like I said, you know, working as hard as I can now to fix these situations and to you know, not put myself in these spots for my actions is the biggest thing, and that's what's going to earn respect. You know, like I said, actions are, you know, going to earn that back, not just words.
This past summer has been challenging for the team with what's going on with Kyle, and
mm-hmm.
I know how much you've admired Kyle,
mm-hmm.
and you've kind of been in the crossfires a little bit. How challenging has it been to kind of be at odds a little bit with someone that you respect so much?
Yeah, it definitely is really hard, you know, and I feel like it's, you know, it's really hard. I respect Kyle a lot, and I feel like I've, you know, talked to him so much in the past, and I feel like I have a great relationship with him. So it's definitely hard, and you know, but that's, you know, outside of what I can control, and you know, all I control is being a good person and making the right decisions, and you know, and fixing my actions.
Are you guys okay?
I feel like, yeah, I feel like we are, and we've, you know, talked and have great conversations. I mean, Kyle's somebody, you know, no matter what happens, somebody I'll always respect and always look up to. For as much as respect and as much as I looked up to when I was younger, you know, he's somebody that I'll always look at as, you know, somebody was a role model to me. It means a lot to me no matter what happens.
Do you kind of put the blinders on when you see, whether it's the tweets or some of the things that he said to us, do you kind of just heat of the moment kind of situation?
Said to you guys, or?
Yeah, I mean, he's made kind of like subtle, you know, the grandson, those kind of comments. Well, it was always going to be this way. He's kind of insinuated some of that.
Yeah, I mean, I can't control, like I said, what, you know, people can do and what, you know, he's going to say. And maybe it does hurt me a little bit, but he's somebody I always respect.
Do you know why, like, you keep getting into these scrap? Like, I mean, are you just, is it a competitive nature? Is it just, like, you haven't been in these positions before? Like,
it's just, I guess, just being over-aggressive in some of these situations and you know, just wanting to have it, I have the will to win, but, you know, sometimes that is not the right thing to do. So I just have to change my actions and you know, earn respect going forward. And you know, I don't want to be known as a dirty race car driver. I don't want to be the one getting the boos. I want to be the one getting the cheers. And be the one winning, but at the same time, and race clean.
Is there? I mean, do you need like a different? I don't say a different spotter, but do you need like somebody?
That comes down to me. It comes down to me. I've got great people around me. I've got great people on top of the spotter stand, and great people on top of my pit box. Comes down to me, though, at the end of the day.
Not to get all psychological, but you're talking about the way that you race on the track, and sometimes it's been dirty, sometimes it's been aggressive. Are you trying too hard or overcompensating because of your last name, do you think?
To prove your talent? No, not really. I feel like I feel like in racing, it's hard to really, you know, when you try really hard or you're driving out of emotions, you know, like I've driven out of emotions and made big mistakes like I did Saturday. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's really hard to kind of, I guess, be fast like that, because you're gonna make mistakes. I feel like off of instinct and a muscle memory is where you're really fast at naturally. And I feel like, you know, working really hard. I kind of forgot your question. I'm sorry.
If you are trying to prove yourself on track, and overly aggressive doing it to make people not say you have the ride because you're a Gibbs.
Yeah. I definitely think wins take care of it, but at the same time, I want to look at it as, you know, I'm a driver too, and I want to earn respect as much as I can. I definitely am, you know, it's going to be hard for, you know, the spot I'm in, and the actions I made have just, you know, hurt me even more. Mm-hmm. So the best thing to do forward is be clean and win. Mm-hmm. Wins take care of, I feel like, you know, respect, people respect that, but at the same time, racing clean, people respect that too. Comes down to doing the right thing.
Yeah. How can you work on your emotions? Is there somebody that can kind of, I mean, I hate to use the word coach since it's your, you know, your grandfather's nickname, but is there somebody that can coach you through that?
There's for sure a lot of great people around me, but at the end of the day, I'm the one that's going to make those decisions, and I'm the one that is, you know, going to control my emotions and, you know, drive cleanly and smart and respectful. You know, sometimes I guess NASCAR racing is not all clean. There's some bumping and banging, but that's, you know, the NASCAR racing, and I just want to be able to, you know, to race, you know, respectfully and win, and it comes down to me and me making the decisions and learning from these mistakes I've made. And
Josh, sorry,
what were you gonna say?
Josh Berry said he raced with you in late models, and he really respects what you did. He was kind of surprised about Saturday, but he says, I know Ty well enough that if he had to do that all over again, he wouldn't.
For sure, and you know, it comes, like, I respect Josh so much, and you know, I really enjoy him. I feel like he's a great friend to me and a great, you know, driver. I respect him on the racetrack, so that means a lot. And for sure, if going back, I would totally change, you know, if I could, I would totally change the whole situation, but I can't. But the best thing for me to do now is learn from it and to move forward and not put myself in new positions anymore.
One of the big criticisms from last week was that, you know, you got out and you celebrated, and if you really didn't mean to do it or felt bad about it, you wouldn't have celebrated like you did. So, you know, did you not realize how bad it was in the moment, or did the thrill of winning just overcome you?
For sure. I think, you know, like I said, if I could redo the whole thing, I would. And being a part of that and winning, it definitely, it's hard. You're caught up in the moment. But from looking at it from an outsider's perspective and, you know, looking at it from, you know, somebody in the stands, it's completely ridiculous and unacceptable. And someone on the team and sponsors, you know, even Brandon, it's completely unacceptable. You know, and I'm just caught up in the moment and I won and, you know, now going back and learning this stuff in the future, you know, hopefully, you know, I'll learn from this and I'll work as hard as I can to not put myself in these positions.
What will you do with the clock? Will it be
I haven't thought about that yet. I've been going through so much this whole week, you know, so it's just, you know, we'll come down to a decision on that. And, you know, it's hard just thinking of, you know, all the feelings I've heard at the race shop. It really hurts me.
Do you feel the boos when the crowd reacts like that, the way they did when you had to come out the next day at Martinsville?
Yeah, it definitely, I mean, we can sit here all day and say it doesn't affect us, but I feel like it truly does affect us. And you know, I don't want to be, like I said, I don't want to be known for the boos, and you know, my actions are the ones that, you know, have hurt that. Maybe there's some people that will never change their opinion, and, you know, some people that will always boo for me, but, you know, I want to earn some people's, you know, respect back. I want there to be some cheers, not all boos. And you know, that's you know, my plan and to win races.
People love Kurt Busch now. They didn't always.
Yeah, Kurt, you know, Kurt's been a big help too. And I feel like, honestly, out of everybody I've talked to, he's been the biggest one. And Kurt means a lot to me personally. And he's great. And, you know, he's taught me a lot of great lessons. And for sure, I feel like we've all seen that. And he's awesome and very respectful driver.
What's the best lessons that Kurt taught you?
Just make sure you learn from this, you know, making sure you learn from these situations. Like, I don't want to share everything I said and make sure our conversations are private, but, you know, learn from me, learn from your actions. You have to do that to not put myself in a position. And I don't want to put myself in a position again. I got to learn from my actions.
Did he tell you to do it quicker than he did it? Well, take 20 years.
Yeah. Luckily, you know, I'm being able to view all this right now at 20. And, you know, that's a great thing and great age to start at. Wish I never, none of these ever happened, but I get to learn from them, and I'll be moved forward, and, you know, hopefully I can learn from all of them.
What do you think the difference is between you and Noah, who also does things aggressive on track, also has gotten into fights, and doesn't get booed?
Yeah, I mean, it's just the opinion of, you know, the fans. I feel like, you know, some of the stuff I've done is definitely not the right things, and I mean, he made mistakes. We're all human at the end of the day. And we're both competitors, and, you know, I don't really know. I feel like that's somebody, you know, from the outside's perspective. Mm-hmm. I just kind of try to work on myself and make myself the best I can, and I know that he's doing the same thing, and they're part of a great team. So best thing I can do forward is just make sure I, you know, fix my actions.
Head-to-head, do you think it's between you two?
No, I feel like you have a great short track guy, Josh Berry, one of the baddest dudes in America. You know, we're at a kind of a short track style track, so... I feel like it's going to be a great race, and you have Justin Allgaier is a great experience. You know, he's very fast, and Noah won here in the spring, so I feel like it's a, you know, a lot of great talent coming into this race.
You talked to Kurt about Martinsville, and what did he say?
Yeah, I definitely did, and he's probably one of the first person, you know, I called, and you know, he made sure, you know, that, you know, I'm going to learn from it, like I said, and make sure going forward to learn from my actions and not put myself in positions.
Are you expecting retribution on Saturday?
You know.
So you're not gonna be looking in your rearview mirror. You're just gonna be looking face forward.
I mean, like I said, you know, like I told Jenna, you can't drive off of feelings. You have to drive off of instinct and muscle memory. And, you know, I don't think I'll be going too fast if I'm looking in the mirror. I can do look forward, and if, you know, stuff happens, it happens, and it's out of my control.
You said you talked to drivers, but did you talk to, like, the crew guys on the 19 team? Did you walk through the shop?
Yep.
And what was that like for you?
Yeah, for sure. It was really hard, but I got to talk to, you know, the whole entire shop and make sure we get them all together. Like JGR preaches, we're one big family, and for me to hurt feelings in a family, it really affects me, and I know each one of those guys personally, I feel like, and it hurts me, so... I got to talk to them. I got to talk to the A-team group, and I got to talk to the shop floorman and you know, the crew chiefs, and you know, everybody from each different department, and apologize.
You feel like you're mature enough to make the move to Cup next year?
I'm not the one to say that. You know, I feel like that's somebody else, and that's out of my control. But I'll, like I said, work as hard as I can to fix, you know, these situations and to learn from them.
Do you
feel that your time in Cup this season has helped or maybe hindered your quest for the championship this year? Or maybe is it
Xfinity?
Yes, I'm sorry, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, the Cup car is really different for sure, and I think it's helped, somewhat on, the racecraft side. I think, track time, it's okay, but the cars are so different that, it's hard to really kind of take away stuff. You're driving different lines and different cars, and, we're shifting the Cup car every lap at Martinsville, and we're not in the Xfinity car. So, yeah, I think it's helped, if anything. It's been really a lot. I think this is my 16th week now that I've been double duty, so it's a lot of sim time, a lot of meetings, driver meetings, and I guess it's I've enjoyed every bit of it.
Did you consider not doing the Cup car this week?
No, I think that the best thing I can do is end it out and take as much experience as I can away, and go and do the best I can for the team on the 23 team.
Does it also take your mind off of it? Because you'd probably rather not be any place else other than a race car. I mean,
Yeah. I guess race cars, is I really enjoy being in the race car. Like I said, I have a love for racing, and I definitely enjoy it. And hopefully we have a good run Sunday in the 23.
Anything else, guys?